It is Review Extra, Neil Atkinson with Review Extra. We said we do the Tyne and Wear Derby. We are doing the Tyne and Wear Derby. We're going to end up touching on AFCON as well, in a wider context towards the end of this and the ramifications for it. But I want to start off with, obviously, Sunderland versus Newcastle. I want to do the approaches. Dan, I'll come to you first, really. From the Sunderland point of view, he chooses to go without Trey Hume, which I think is where the smart money was. He goes for the back four, he still pushes the right back on, and he goes with Brobbey to lead the line. The more muscular approach, but the more front-footed approach in the round. I had a little look on what FF Scout was saying prior to the match, and they had the back five approach with Hume in at right back. That isn't what he does. Instead, he is looking to be as front-footed as possible.
Yeah, I still think Trey Hume can probably count himself a little unlucky not to start it. I think he's been trusted a lot. I think he's been good at Anfield. So yeah, it is a question of when you go to that back four, who misses out, and if you put on Brobbey leading the line, then you know you're gonna have to sort of tweak it a little bit in terms of personnel. But Sunderland had a very clear plan of how they wanted to approach the game. They get the week, like you say, they were always going to be aggressive in how they went out and played the game. I think then it becomes a question of what Newcastle do and how they play it. And you know, I think when you look at their lineup, it's Miley over Joe Linton, who comes off with a knock in the midweek, Elanga over Barnes. They're the two big ones, really. And you have to say then, okay, well, you know, what are we expecting here from Newcastle? And I just think it really plays into Sunderland's hands.